This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station in my Moss Family Automotive Studio 2. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. So welcome aboard wherever you're listening, however you're listening. And, of course, a special shout-out always goes out to all of our active duty military, all of our veterans, all of our EMS, firefighters, police, our hospital and EM room workers. Let's not forget our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, also our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, especially those around helping keep America moving along, I'm talking about the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, thanks so very much, as well as our not only our FedEx, but also our UPS drivers, all in the general freight around out there. And then, of course, we've got our suicide jockeys that are out there hauling the gasoline and the diesel and the jet fuel, and they have to be real careful about what they do. And, of course, we've also got our air freight haulers hauling the box air freight from, oh, I don't know, I guess it would be Tampa and St. Pete to wherever they go to next. And, of course, in case you've forgotten, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show Facebook page is alive and well. The Captain's America Third Watch radio show is on Facebook, is alive and well. And we also can be found on MeWe, on Gab, on Getter, on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. Go there and find all the great things that we have to offer. Now, joining us right now from south of the bay down Sarasota way, actually Bradenton way, we've got the one and only retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning. Good morning.
There he is. There he is. And our buddies, let's see. Okay, thank you. Before they get too excited, buddies are going to go back in because, let me see here, what do we got this for the temperature here? We got 72 on both thermometers. How about that? Not a bad day.
Well, all right.
Not a bad day.
No, it's not a bad day. Yeah, I'd say out there in all our ways reaching out, you reaching out, is more than alive and well. It's very lively and thriving.
Now, we've got some situations going on here. We'll start out with the main one, and that's the bad guy they're looking for down there in Texas that killed five people, including an eight-year-old girl. They think that he's still in the area, but they lost track of him. The dog picked him up a couple times, and they lost him in some water. So, you know what happens when you get in the bayous down there in the swamps?
Yeah, this guy's extraordinarily practiced at evasion and escape, of course, and about like somebody that goes through United States Air Force SERE training. So he will be hard to catch. I think he probably will be. And I think one of the news I read this morning is that Governor Abbott had to walk back and says, hey, the initial reports that the entire family was undocumented illegal immigrants along with the killer, of course, was not true, that at least one or more of the murdered family were in fact, not that it matters. I mean, we're talking about murdering human beings for the most stupid of reasons. Not that there'd ever be a good reason for murder, but this is callous, unintentional murder. A drunken illegal immigrant pulled it off. It shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is a real, real, real shame when that sort of stuff happens. Well, you know, let me see. Where's my clock? There it is. Okay. So President Joe Biden phoned all four congressional leaders on Monday and invited them to the White House for a meeting, a sign of the rising pressure to raise the debt cap, and that has to be done no later than June the 1st. But it sounds like as if he invited the leader and the assistant leader in both parties, in the House and the Senate, to come sit down and visit with him and try to work something out. Now, if that's the case, that's great. But it also may have something to do with the pressure being put on him by all these investigations going on.
Everything that President Biden is doing is show on this account. It really is. I believe the observation that I heard yesterday is that he has no intention of backing down. In fact, even calling these folks, and they should show up. They should. They should do all those things, even though I think they're wasting their time to do that. It'd be interesting to be a fly on the wall right there. But I think Biden has, I think he believes, I think he's concluded, and his advisors have concluded that the end, his greatest ally, which is the mainstream media, we'll put all the blame upon the Republican leadership in the House on this, and that he will come out politically a winner. The good of the country, the good of long-term care of the nation be damned. I think that's what it is. It's a political. And it's, I don't think there's anything not political in this administration anymore.
Hold that thought. We're going to let Kyle Warren take us to break, and he's going to make it all about food. So here we go. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Yep, and I look forward to seeing you and you over there and you in the corner. Today over there at Mission Barbecue, on West Waters. Now, I want to remind everybody where I'm going to be Saturday. On Saturday, I'm going to be over at the Freedom Expo 2023, which is being held at the Harley-Davidson dealer over in Sanford. Now, the Central Florida Patriots that are listening to me right now on our affiliate in Orlando, I'm looking forward to meeting you guys and gals over there. I'll have a bunch of stuff with me to give away, as well as won't the other guests that are there, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He'll probably have his books there, amongst other things, but he's the headliner, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. And then we've got several of the local personalities from AM 950, The Answer, and looking forward to seeing them. And we've got even more things going on over there. And there's an author of their own, that they have over there who will be there with a Second Amendment book. So there'll be some folks representing gun rights and this, that, and the other and all that other stuff. And, it's going to be just a great time. Just a great time. So I'll meet you over at the Seminole Harley Davidson dealer. It all starts at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, runs all day long Saturday. They'll have music. They'll have the bikes, of course. They'll have food. Yeah, food and lots of it, of course. So make sure if you get a chance, you stop by and see us over there. And I'll be on AM 950 that day. So that's how you'll hear me in the afternoon from 9 to 1, 9 to 2, whatever. All righty? So there you go. Back to Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Boy, Saturday there in Orlando sounds fantastic. And regrettably, I will, of course, follow you and catch up with you as I can. And wish I was there and I'll be with you in spirit. But, yeah, and the weather's going to be good all week long through there. So that'll be fantastic. The place to be for Patriots in Florida.
Well, we'll see each other on Thursday at Have Lunch with the Captain series of
That's right. Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
That's where we'll be for sure. So now the other thing is the building industry is booming, and where it's booming, it's raising the economy, raising jobs, raising the wages and whatnot all the way across the line. And I've talked to some builders here in Florida, and they're telling me, they're saying, hey, our business is good.
Yeah, I think, and contrast that with the national weak economic report that came out here last week.
Right.
And compare and contrast that, and it does that. But, yeah, notwithstanding that, home prices and the cost of living in Florida is going up as rapidly as anywhere, but that it has slowed things down. Construction is still there. We're still relatively thriving here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will survive the worst of whatever is coming, continuing aggravating inflation and the like, and we'll deal with some of these other issues. On the whole, you compare and contrast what's going on in Florida with a whole lot of other states, and we continue to be the number one state for retirement, and we're the benefactor of folks leaving, as it has been for the last year and a half, 2 years, California, New York, and other places. Austin, Texas.
Yeah, well, Austin, Texas is very liberal, so you got to be careful with what goes on there. I mean,
the cost of living there is extraordinary. It's impossible. I even watch Home and Guard TV, and I look at the. I've lived there a couple times there, just north of Austin, and so I can remember when it was. It seemed to be a good place to live and a thriving place, and it's growing. Now it's just. Gone away of many left places. They forget what got them to where they're at, and then they forsake it, just like so many other cities in our country.
Now we've had three banks fail in the last 6 or 7 months, big banks, and they've all been picked up by other banks, thank God. But it appears that the latest one, First Republic, is now part of Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase, and I got the note about that, and it was, in using their app, and wouldn't you know that there they were right there, the bank was listed separately, and they were telling the people, Chase was telling the people what they had to do to make their cards and things work, which they would, but they had to go through a specific account that had been set up for them to do that.
The government took it and then sold it to Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Wall Street semi-rebounded from that, and the word is that Wall Street is betting that the worst of this bank crisis is behind us and that things will get better, not on all fronts in the economy, but at least on that front, which was some of the worst. One, because it appeared to have been unpredicted. It was news to many people, although I think some folks should have been able to anticipate it, given the loose running of some of these banks and the ignorance and looking the other way of so much malfeasance that was going on in them. And of course, now the government solution is that they, as Biden came out just yesterday, we need more regulations, we need more government involvement, and quite frankly, it was government being involved in a wrong way and failing to get involved in the correct way.
Yep.
That led to these this series of banking catastrophes.
Yeah, you're right. Now, Ford has made automotive history by importing Lincoln SUVs to the United States that were made in China.
Yeah, imagine that. The irony of that. I mean, Ford and Chevy, the two icons of American industry, And of course, China being the lament, the greatest threat to our economic robustness and leading us on so many economic fronts. And that doesn't seem to be turning around. And then to have this happen, oh, the irony.
Well, what this means is that they can make the cars cheaper over there, which we'd figure that with the labor, but they can make them cheaper over there, send them back over here, and they're still competitive.
Yeah, that's why, you know, so much of the talk about Buy America and all that, you got to be careful. It's increasingly hard to know what is genuinely, you know, made in America when it's not, because particularly in the industry, which we want to see revived, but so many of the things are made cheaper. And, of course, Biden always comes out and says, well, we're still the leaders in the semiconductors and all that. And I said, okay. All right, Mr. President, but there's so dang many other things we have forfeited to the Chinese, and we didn't do that in the last year, or even in his administration. We just cemented it in his administration, he and the Biden family crime syndicate.
Well, the unofficial president of the United States, Charles Chucky Boy Schumer, has come out and accused the MAGA House Republicans of risking default with the spending cuts bill. I don't see anything in there that's going to default anything.
Yeah, I don't either. He's amazing. That MAGA, you'll notice, and of course, in his announcing his candidacy in 2024 for reelection, Biden mentioned MAGA quite often. MAGA has become, instead of saying Nazis and racists, MAGA has become the buzzword in all Democratic campaigns and Democratic leaders in the Senate and the House. That's the default. They go to MAGA.
Right.
If that's what's talked about. But be careful.
Mm-hmm.
That may not have grounding right there. But, yeah, okay. Yeah, just keep on talking, Chucky.
Yeah, no, yeah, then that's right. Now, you're going to stick around for a third segment, and I'm getting ready to take the break here in about 10 seconds or so. But tell us real quick, Manatee County Republican Caucus.
That's right. The Republican Liberty Caucus, we're now neither chaired nor affiliated with the Republican Party, but we are the conscious of the Republican Party. And we do that here in Manatee by keeping an eye on local government, our commissioners, our school board. And then at the state level, we keep an eye on the state legislature, the government, executive branch, all three branches, and then the National Republican Liberty Caucus does the same at national level.
All right, we'll be right back with more with the Colonel. And check them out, Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why should I be?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is rejecting the Biden administration's demand for a clean debt ceiling hike.
The only way you solve problems is you negotiate. And I'm looking forward to the president changing his mind and negotiating with us.
During a news briefing in Israel, McCarthy said he hopes President Biden will soon change his mind. In the meantime, Biden has now invited congressional leaders to hold talks on the debt ceiling on May 9th. Mortgage fees are rising with high credit scores and falling for people with lower scores. The White House says the goal is to create more affordable housing. and help borrowers with lower scores get into a home. Critics say it penalizes people who worked hard to get good credit and rewards bad behavior. The new rules apply to loans backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Buy shotgun.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And I'll tell you what. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular Moss Nissan. And if you've heard me talk about the Nissan dealerships, you know that the flagship store is up in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. You'd also know that Nissan and Acura are located side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And you would also know they have the all-brand-new dealership in Brooksville on State Route 50 at the Suncoast Parkway. And I'll tell you what, no finer store has ever been built anywhere in the country than that one that they've got up there in Brooksville. Brand new, state-of-the-art. Now, here's what they're doing for you up in Brooksville. If you served, you save. All the veterans, all of the first responders, and that's the EMS, that's firefighters, that's police, veterans is active duty, military, and reservists, as well as people that have been in the military. And let's not forget either, when it comes to the people that are working, the people that get out there and do a lot of good for all of us, and that's the church pastors. Whether you're active or retired, you get a discount. All you got to do is go to mossnissan.com, mossnissan.com. Tell them who you are. They'll ask you how you heard about them. You can tell them the captain. It all works, and it's all good. So there you go. Now, going back to the colonel, because we got him right there. There you are. Go on, colonel.
Hey, good morning, captain.
Mark Cuban, who's kind of a show-off, I would say.
Yeah.
He is criticizing Elon Musk's handling of the Twitter verification process. Now, Dallas Mavericks owner, billionaire investor, and noted leftist, how about that, noted leftist Mark Cuban, has previously criticized Trump's very new protocol, which has been brought up by some folks looking to do different things. Now, Twitter Blue, specifically for Elon Musk's handling of the verified encounters and exceptions that they have there at Twitter, is something that's developing and leading into a monetization strategy. They're actually making money off that right now. People found a way to do that.
Yeah, and most of the complaints I've heard has been by celebs that are either in passing or that rely heavily on free media coverage to promote themselves and all that, and expect us to do that. So I don't know. I take it for a grain of salt, most all the complaints about that. Yeah, we watch that, but it is not infringement upon the First Amendment rights, and it's actually Musk doing what Musk can do. And yeah, when you hear a guy like Cuban, you haven't heard that much out of Mark Cuban in a while, have you?
No.
And there you go. That explains something right there, because a lot of these celebrities, regardless of how much money they have, that's not enough. Their egos don't allow them not to be the center of attention at every opportunity. So, okay, so what? Go on. Rail on, Cuban. Rail on.
All right, we've got a caller here. I think I know who this is. Is this Mary from Maryville?
Good morning. I wanted to just ask a question about the school board. It seems that there should be a certain point to where the LGBT platform needs to be overruled somewhat by the content of what's being taught in schools, to anybody, really. My friend's from Puerto Rico, and she had seen where they did a survey of young adults and asked them what countries bordered the United States, and most of them could not do it, which is astounding for what people should know, especially for her having taken a citizenship test. I think everybody in America should take that. And if you can't pass that by high school, you don't need to be passed further on unless you can answer the questions on that test.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, and I don't disagree with her, Colonel.
Yeah, well, here in the state of Florida, many states, they've upped the requirement, and the requirement for graduation is American Civics and Government. So the kind of questions that you see in a citizenship exam are part and parcel of that. I've given my kids in my classrooms over the years, the citizenship exam, just to demonstrate to them that, hey, some folks have to get citizenship the old-fashioned way. They have to earn it by learning and assimilating and demonstrating that they understand some key essentials. And some of the questions can be pretty difficult, especially if you're not educated or haven't been required to take history and civics courses growing up. You know that, but
sure.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a point. It's a good thing. I think there is a move to require that, but not as part of taking a citizen exam, but as a part of, if you want to graduate and get a high school diploma, you have to demonstrate that you've had some basis of American government and civics, and you understand what it is to be an American before you get a diploma in an American high school.
Wait till you hear this one. I love Ronald Reagan. He was one of my idols, and I never did so well as I did under him. Conservative web browser Tusk unveils the new Gipper artificial intelligence chatbot. How do you like that? The Gipper.
The Gipper, I like that too. You know, the first presidential election that I was old enough of age to vote in, of course, was the 1980 presidential election. And
yep.
I think there's no doubt about how I cast my vote right there. But, yeah, I'm like you. Most everything, Reagan, notwithstanding, I think he's withstood the test of historical time. Yeah, there's issues, there's problems. Every president has, all human beings. But yeah, I remain a fan, and the core things that he had, the core beliefs, and the all-American approach he had to things, it's hard not to say, hey, that's a good thing.
Yeah, apparently these are selling quite well for the producer, the guy that printed them up and made them. It's called Tusk, a worldwide browser newsletter. Okay, I'll go with
all
that.
Right.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Using their head for something other than a hat rack, right?
Yeah, there you go. I'm for that, too.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that I wanted to mention that you're involved in here in Florida is anything that rears its ugly head that says school, you try to get in the middle of that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Captain. Broke off at the end. Have to do with
anything. School. Anything that rears its ugly head, that usually has to do with school. Your organization is involved in that.
Oh yeah, for personal other reasons, but yeah, education is at the forefront. I think that's on everybody's front burner, both on the right and the left. But it's something that particularly takes the energies of. Those of us that want to see constantly conservative and want to see education further. I teach at a homeschool co-op, so me personally, and I've taught at the university level, I've taught in public schools, I've substitute taught at those as well. So, yeah, I keep my eye on that. And I'm dismayed at the places where it is because we on the right have not paid attention and put things forward that we need to do, played an active role in it, but that's turning it around. I don't think it's too late for us to do that, but, boy, we're playing catch-up with the left because the cultural war has been won in the schools, and it's being won by the left. We need to turn that around.
Now, we had a comment made here by Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House. He's talked about how the world has changed in the new GOP majority of the House, and he said that he will never give up.
Yeah,
never give up.
I got to tell you, I'm one that I was all for the slowing down his approval to be the Speaker of the House, and I think in part because of that, in part because I think he's proving to be a little bit more stalwart than I was willing to give him credit for at first, And, of course, this week in the negotiations, there's no real negotiations going on. It's really just two hard stances over the raising the debt limit. So we'll see.
All right, sir. Well, I will talk to you on Thursday. Have yourself a great day, and I'll see you Thursday, too.
All right. See you on Thursday, Captain. Here you see
it. Thank you. That's the Colonel, retired Colonel Kevin Wright. Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and I'm coming right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey, it's the captain here. Two Guys Gun Show's made bigger selection and variety of new and used weapons. And this Sunday, we'll be at the Largo Event Center, where you can browse 150 tables with the most modern firearms and gear. Plus, Two Guys features private collections, rare guns, and more. And since it's in Pinellas County, you save on the sales tax. And you can pick up your purchase in 3 days instead of 8. Come see us at Two Guys Gun Show this Sunday at the Largo Event Center. Online at twoguysshows.com and tell them the captain sent you.
Yep, that's where I'll be Sunday for a few hours. Saturday I'll be over in Orlando at Sanford at the Sanford Harley-Davidson dealership over there with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. And it is going to be a patriotic event like no other patriotic event. It's the third annual deal for them over there. And I'll tell you, every time you turn around and you think you can do something a little better than the last time, somebody comes up with something called Freedom Expo 2023. I remember when they had it the first time. And I didn't go to participate. I just went to see who was there. And it was very interesting. So if you get a chance, you might want to stop by over there. AM 950, The Answer, FM 94.9, get all your information over there on the Freedom Expo 2023. They got a big banner ad over there that tells you how to get there, how to find a place, and all the details. Now, this portion of the program also brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are located down in Sarasota. They're located at the corner of 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now, you can get in a lot of trouble if you mess this up. So here's what you do. You drive on in to the shortcut, which is just this side of the road. There's a little small plaza there. You drive in there and you get yourself out of traffic and then pull up in front of the store. That'd be the way I would do it if I was going in and out of there. Now, all their blinds, all their shades, all their shutters, it's all made in the U.S. of A. They do a very great job there with their phone service that they have, plus picking up people. Fine quality, great drivers. What more could you ask for, right? And don't forget, Sunday, from 3 to 6. Well, actually, they're going to be there. They're going to be there Sunday. They'll be there from 9 to 3. So I'll be there from about 9 to 1, something like that. I won't stay any longer than that because it'll take forever to get out of there to get back home. That's just the way it's been lately over there at that neck of the woods. TwoGuysShows.com, the website, if you want to check more of them out. Now, what to do? You know, I hate to tell you this, but Chelsea Clinton is pushing a Born for Kids book, which shills sexually explicit LGBTQ books at schools. And they were able to take the camera that they had and wheel it out over the top of this display and take pictures of this book and a couple of the things that they had in it. Unbelievable. Leave it to Chelsea, right? But she probably sees nothing wrong with that. She's probably A-okay with that, which, again, makes no sense to me. Call me old-fashioned if you want, but I don't think walking around trying to influence a bunch of little kids with a bunch of naked people is the way to do it. That's just me. Now, Monday, Russia launched the second wave of airstrikes in 3 days with extensive widespread damage in cities across the Ukraine. I don't know what they're thinking over there, but they better really come to grips with reality. The military guys that are firing on civilian targets, killing civilians, are running the real risk of being named and being sent off to the Prague. And when that happens, there'll be enough evidence against them to literally take them to the gallows. They seem to forget what that's all about. We don't. None of us do. And it's something that you just don't want to see. Now, the other thing here is a potential race between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis for the Republican presidential nomination as people wondering if it's actually going to happen. Well, if it doesn't, advantage DeSantis. If it does, I would say advantage Trump, because Trump seems to have his team back in working order again, like they never lost a step. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. The more he guesses, by he, I mean Donald Trump, the more he guesses, the better off we have it. So maybe we should let him guess some more and see what happens. Oh, it's not working so far. It's not working so far. By the way, tomorrow, which will be Wednesday, tomorrow we are going to have a good crowd on board, and I will have something I'll be playing with, so to speak. You get a kick out of seeing and hearing that. The other thing is I'm getting my truck worked on, the one that I just bought, and I'm going to have it all taken care of, ready to go, air, oil change, and all that. Which, by the way, if you haven't been to Moss lately, and you buy a vehicle and you get Moss Care, you can't beat it. Because if they can't get you an oil change and get you fresh oil in there right away on the vehicle that you got, you'll get it in there, and away you go. And I can't wait. Because I know how good they're going to be. I'm setting some aside there. Okay. Now, we've also got some baseball coming up. The Yankees are going to be in town. And they've opened up the upper seats at Tropicana, which you knew they were going to have to. And I'm predicting 30 to 35,000 people game one. Game two, they might have the same. Game three, they should have about 20,000. But it'll be a big crowd for each one of their games, for sure. Who's going to win? Well, the team that's the hungriest. Could that be the Yankees? Sure. Could it be the Rays? Absolutely. Could that be that maybe the Rays snuck in and they got parked early and they're already ready to go? Yes. This is just going to be such an outstanding game to watch. And I can't wait. And we'll be talking about it tomorrow with our Sports Zone quarterback. By the way, today, have lunch with the captain. Mission Barbecue, West Waters, 11:30 to 1:30. Hope to see you there. Have a great night, everybody. Have a great day. And remember, it's all about America here in this show. All about America. God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. If you're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan, join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.